Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Irmo, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of the South Carolina Business Review. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
The year's wrapping up here. Tell us what you've got for us today.
Well, I'd like to highlight 2021 major economic development announcements in each of the markets that we serve. Also, a couple of key leadership changes. As you know, leadership changes sometimes lead to a change of strategy for companies. So it's some things that were definitely on our radar in 2021, looking forward to 2022.
All right, great. Where should we start?
Well, let's start in the upstate, because that was just here in November, was another major economic development announcement from BMW. They announced a $100 million logistics center to supply parts to their 7 million square foot factory in Greer. Big news for Spartanburg County, big news for the upstate, also big news for the state. BMW really, I feel like, leads the charge here in terms of economic development announcements in South Carolina. They now have announced $11.4 billion worth of investment. And then in terms of an organization that's statewide but headquartered in the upstate, SC Bio has announced a new CEO and president. Why that's important, the life sciences continue to be critical to our economic future in South Carolina. There are over 700 life sciences companies in the state with 43,000 professionals working in this area. So look forward to what SC Bio is going to develop over 2022 and beyond. In terms of an event, this event will take place in Columbia, but it's an event that's been done for 15 years by the Riley Institute at Furman University. But early in the new year, on Tuesday, January 18th, the Riley Institute is now hosting what it's calling the One South Carolina Legislative and Civic Leadership Awards Dinner, highlighting people who really kind of work across the aisles, collaborate in terms of making their communities better, both at the legislative level and the civic level.
Let's go ahead and talk about the Midlands next, then.
It's hard not to remember back in 2021 to the announcement by Nephron Pharmaceuticals, really, of a new line of business, a new manufacturing facility that will produce nitrile gloves, part of a statewide strategy, really, to bring production of medical supplies into South Carolina, into the United States. In terms of leadership changes here, it's hard not to mention the passing of Senator Hugh Leatherman, who was just a giant in terms of South Carolina politics, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. This will be a big change in the Senate, and really just kind of we are looking to see what that change might be, a change in style maybe. But really, thanks to Senator Leatherman, he's been at the forefront of a lot of the major economic development announcements, Boeing, over the past 20 years and beyond.
All right. Now we're, I'm going to assume, segue on down to the Lowcountry and give us a recap of what you have there.
Next year will be the 50th anniversary of a major all-women's tennis tournament in Charleston. It used to take place on Hilton Head, moved to Daniel Island. But 2022, between April 2nd and April 10th, what is now the Credit One Charleston Open will return. It will return with fans, but importantly, they are making a major renovation to the stadium. It's going to be a new state-of-the-art tennis stadium. The seating is going to go up from 7,500 to 11,000. That's both for tennis, concerts. So,
and obviously the economic impact is going to go up.
Yeah, this tournament has really grown, not just in the state, not just in the country. This is a tournament that brings global spotlight to South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. We cover it every year here on this show and interview the tournament director. So definitely looking forward to that. Well, Alan, thank you so much for your time today.
Mike, I appreciate you having me on, as always.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites here in our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.